Welcome to the Deep Dive. We unpack complex topics, aiming to give you the essentials fast. So imagine you're selling your home, maybe even buying another one at the same time. You're juggling movers, schools, mortgages, all that stuff. And then, well, then there's the closing. For years, that's meant this huge stack of paper, right? Endless signatures and just waiting. Very nerve-wracking. But what if that whole process is finally getting a major digital upgrade? Today, our focus is exactly that. Digital closing for real estate sellers. Our sources are pretty clear on this one. They say title and escrow go digital, reducing closing timelines for sellers. And this isn't just, you know, a small change. It feels like a really fundamental shift. So our mission here in this deep dive is to figure out what this digital revolution means for you if you're selling property. We want to explore how it really affects the speed, the convenience, and frankly, why it's such a big deal in an industry that's often felt, well, stuck in the past with all that paper. We'll also touch on why it took so long, maybe, and any new questions it raises. Okay, so let's get into it.
When we talk about digital closing, we're zeroing in on two key parts, title and escrow. Expert, could you give us a quick rundown? What are these, and why are they so vital when selling a house?
Absolutely. So traditionally, think of title and escrow as like the protectors of the deal. Title is all about proving clear ownership, making sure there are no hidden claims, liens, or weird disputes from the past. It confirms who legally owns the place.
Okay. Ownership history. Got it.
Exactly. And escrow, that's the neutral third party. They hold on to the money, the deed, all the important documents in a secure account, basically, until every single condition of the sale contract is met.
Like a referee holding the stakes.
Precisely. They're the trusted guardians making sure everything goes smoothly and fairly for both sides.
Makes total sense. So when our sources say title and escrow go digital, it's got to be more than just scanning documents, right?
Yeah.
What does digital actually mean in this context? Are we talking secure websites, blockchain? What is it?
Yeah, it's way more than scanning. Digitalizing this means creating secure, verifiable digital trails for these really critical pieces. Think less paper maze, more like a streamlined digital highway. It's designed to be transparent. We're talking about secure, encrypted platforms, places where documents get signed digitally, identities are verified online, and funds move through secure automated systems like ACH.
Right.
So everyone involved, buyer, seller, lender, the title and escrow folks, they can all see and track progress in real time, usually through one portal.
Instead of endless phone calls and faxes like the old days.
Exactly. It cuts out a lot of that back and forth.
That sounds incredibly efficient. And the core finding, again, is this is reducing closing timelines for sellers.
Mm.
This feels like a direct solution to a massive bottleneck historically.
Mm.
Can you give some specific examples? How does going digital actually shave off that waiting time?
Right. When these parts go digital, a lot of that friction just sort of melts away. Take the title search, for instance. It used to take weeks sometimes. Someone had to manually check county records, court docs, tax stuff.
Uh-huh. Painstaking work.
Very. Now, you have integrated digital databases, even AI tools, that can pull and analyze this data in days, sometimes even hours. They flag potential issues right away and generate a clean digital title report much faster.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then there's e-signatures. They're legally binding in many places now, often without needing a physical notary standing there.
That alone must save time.
Huge time saver. Documents that needed overnight mail or someone driving them across town. Now everyone can access them instantly, simultaneously. It really compresses those review and approval stages. We're removing the need for everyone to be in the same place at the same time, which was often the biggest slowdown.
Okay, so we've covered the how. Let's shift to the what's in it for you, the seller. What does this digital speed actually give back to you, besides just getting it over with faster?
Well, that reduced closing time translates into some really concrete benefits,
mm-hmm.
financially and emotionally, too. Getting access to your sale proceeds faster is a big one. Imagine getting that money days, maybe even weeks earlier than you expected.
Yeah, that's significant.
For people buying and selling at the same time, it means less overlap carrying two mortgages. That's a major financial relief right there.
Definitely takes pressure off.
Absolutely. And beyond just the dollars, there's a real reduction in stress. That uncertainty that always hung over the traditional closing period. It brings a new level of speed and predictability. It used to be this long, drawn-out wait. Now you, the seller, have more control, more certainty about the timeline.
That is a powerful shift. Now, you touched on this, but it makes you wonder, why did it take so long for an industry that's so crucial, you know, to people's finances and big life moments? Why didn't we get these efficiencies sooner? What were the main hurdles?
Yeah, it's a good question. Mostly, it was just a really deeply rooted system, built on paper, on physical presence, on data stuck in silos. You have so many different players involved, right? Sellers, buyers, agents, lenders, appraisers, title companies, lawyers, notaries, all needing to coordinate.
A lot of moving parts.
A ton of moving parts, so there was resistance to change, naturally, plus genuine worries about digital security early on. And the legal side of things, getting digital signatures accepted everywhere, across different states with different rules.
Right, the regulations.
Exactly. And just the sheer inertia of trying to get all these different parties who often work across state lines onto the same page. It was incredibly complex. It really needed the tech to mature, the laws to catch up, and frankly, a shift in the industry's mindset to say, okay, let's do this.
That makes sense. It was a heavy lift.
Yeah.
So the benefits of speed, efficiency, they seem really clear. But are there any maybe complexities or things sellers should keep in mind with this digital shift?
Yeah.
What about people who aren't super tech savvy or, you know, concerns about keeping everything secure online?
Those are definitely important points. The goal is simplification, but yeah, the initial switch might feel like a learning curve for some people, but generally the good digital platforms are designed to be pretty user-friendly. They usually have clear steps, guidance, support available, and security. That's absolutely critical. Reputable providers use things like bank-grade encryption, multi-factor authentication, really robust data protection. You could argue it's actually more secure than old paper files that could get lost or physically stolen.
Interesting point.
It really comes down to choosing a provider, a title or escrow company using technology that clearly prioritizes both making it easy and keeping your information safe.
Right. Finding the right partner.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's wrap up this deep dive. The main takeaway seems crystal clear. The move to digital for title and escrow processes is directly cutting down closing times for real estate sellers. Significantly. This isn't just theory. It's a real, tangible plus for anyone selling property. It offers speed, it offers convenience, and maybe a bit more peace of mind.
Absolutely. And this specific win in real estate, it really plugs into a much bigger picture, doesn't it? This trend of digital transformation making complex, old school processes simpler. It's happening everywhere.
True.
Understanding how this works in real estate can genuinely empower you as a seller. It gives you a clearer idea of what to expect now and why things can actually be more efficient. And that kind of leaves us with a final thought, something for you, the listener, to chew on. Beyond just buying and selling houses, where else could this idea work? You know, taking these historically cumbersome, paper-heavy procedures and digitalizing them, where could that lead to massive gains in speed and efficiency? What other parts of our lives could really use their own version of title and escrow going digital? What other bureaucratic mountains could be simplified?